She was a rambunctious, happy little girl, and she'd stand up on the 44 bus and sing "The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round."
New Yorkers are always in a hurry, but we challenge drivers to pause and ask, is it worth it? Is it worth running over a child because you're running late? Is it worth picking up the phone when it could mean a family must pick out a grave for their child? Is it worth texting a friend when that message could force a father to text the date and time of their child's funeral?
Amy and Shipei Liao remember their daughter, Allison, who was knocked down by a car on a crosswalk in New York City back in October 2013. They decided they had to act in the wake of their tragic loss, so helped to establish a pressure group called Families for Safe Streets, which calls for a lower speed limit in the city. And they have taken their fight to the streets of New York. In 2014, New York City embarked on a campaign called Vision Zero, the goal to eliminate road deaths entirely. And just a year later, the city recorded the lowest ever number of road fatalities, 230. Here's Polly Trottenberg, commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation.
The point of Vision Zero is we don't accept that fatalities are inevitable. We do believe that we can, between engineering and enforcement and education, the goal is to bring that number down to zero.
The United States has a relatively high rate of road fatalities for a developed country at around 11 per 100,000 people per year. But it is a much lower rate compared to developing countries such as South Africa, which stands at 32 per 100,000 people per year. Effective measures can be taken. NYC, for example, has changed the crossing on which Allison died, altering the traffic lights to give pedestrians more time to cross and restricting parking on the corners that block a driver's view. But not all drivers follow the new rules. Road fatalities are a major priority for the World Health Organization, WHO, one reason why the UN Decade of Action for Road Safety was launched in 2011. UN figures show that nearly 1.3 million people are killed on the world's roads each year, and up to 50 million are injured. Margaret Chan is the Director General of the WHO.
In WHO, we deal with statistics, but behind every statistic, there are the human being. The people that are lost to road traffic accidents are normally young people. I mean, it's not just the individual that suffer, but also their family, their relatives.
One of the new Global Sustainable Development Goals aims to halve road deaths and injuries by 2020. Governments across the world are being urged to take immediate action to tackle road fatalities so that children like Allison do not lose their lives. Andita Listerini, United Nations.